I've recently come back from a few days in the town of Český Krumlov, and it was an eye-opener. I should explain that my last visit to this small South Bohemian jewel was around 15 years ago. Then there were around 2 hotels and around 3 boarding houses. The main impression was of dilapidation created by the peeling or already departed dirty yellow-orange plaster on most of the buildings. Today's town looks totally different. Only a few ruins, mostly away from the centre, down by the river, recall how things were. What is more, every other building has been turned into a boarding house. The intervening years have witnessed a total makeover rather than just a facelift. In addition, it was the start of Easter, with the tourist season just about to commence. The buses were already beginning to disgorge the tourist hordes, and it became pretty clear that the narrow streets of Český Krumlov would soon become a Charles Bridge surge throughout the summer. The tourist income has clearly paid for the town's much-needed restoration. But had the town lost its heart as the price? It is all too easy for one tourist, myself, to try and stand aside and complain about the pollution caused by others. But one local multilingual owner of a second-hand bookshop clearly believed the town had made a pact with the tourist devil and not always come out on top. No locals lived in the centre anymore. They were all on the outskirts, he explained. The town had become a factory for making money. And stupid compromises with mass tourism were easy to find. Intelligent ones were a lot more difficult, he added. There was also the added problem for him that the tourists themselves seemed to be changing, less Europeans and more Asians. And apart from the occasional exceedingly polite Japanese print buyer, most of the Asians were not big buyers of the old Czech, German, French and English books, which mostly lined his shelves. At an antique store not far away, the prices were so inflated that they made Prague look cheap. The attendant did not even bother to reply to my greetings. She had sized me up as too poor to do more than look at her wares. But don't get me wrong, most of the people we met in Český Krumlov were charming and helpful. Foreigners speaking Czech were clearly a bit of a rarity. I will duck any broad generalizations about the pros and cons of tourism. What I will say in Český Krumlov's favour is that it has at least attempted to deal with some of the more invasive aspects. There is, for example, a ban on the garish advertising that so often pollutes Prague. Cars and coaches are also, for the most part, excluded from the town centre. I will certainly sometime soon go back to Český Krumlov, probably in the tourist down season. But I hope at least some of the old ruins might still be there, as a reminder of what was.
My thanks to Chris Johnstone for that letter from Český Krumlov.